Greetings, Sonic Voyagers, and welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 401. I figured that now, after 400 episodes and toiling in relative obscurity for so long, being more along the lines of what's expected of an ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music podcast might really be the way to go. So why fight it? Let's just give in and take this astral journey together. Hold up. You know what? I just can't do that. Hi there. Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 401. Here comes the music.
Thank you.
If you glance at the timer on your podcast listening device, you will see that we are at the end of Hypnagogue podcast number 401. My name is John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. This was a flow that I just chose not to interrupt. I think you appreciate that. Because it got real good and like laid back and a little dark at times. Let us talk about the things to which you have listened over the past 90 minutes or so. We started off with David Arkenstone. His latest album is called Winterlude, and that was The World Sleeps. Chris Russell and Eyes Cast Down after that from their latest collaboration, Fragments in the Maze, that was Chords of Life. Dronal, who is another of those artists who was on the precipice of being an artist, John forgot. I do have an earlier album from them that I never got to. But I did get to this one called Whilst We Fall, and that was Amongst the Standing Waves. Daryl Gresh after that with Tropical Plant Sedation from Gardens in Glass. Pulse Mandala and Distant Fires Burning gave us Spectroscopicon. That was a tough one. From the album R. Abacus Lender, kind of. Why do I do the Lender? L-A-N-D-R. The letter R, then Abacus, and then Lender. I have no idea what that means, and neither do you. After that, Kaya North. This is an album I've been meaning to get to for a while. Kind of nice, dark, sort of primal sounds to it. Really, really good stuff. It is called Myths. And I gave you Feral Fauna, Severed Myth. Then it was Liquid Morphine, an alias of Matthew Florian's. The album is called A River Buried in Sand, Ambiances for Imaginary Games. And here comes one that this is a title that is fighting for best song title of the episode between Tropical Plant Sedation, Spectroscopicon, and this one, Watch Which Teeth Saw Space. I think that wins. I'm pretty sure that one wins. After that, Pavor Nocturnus with Abysso from Ecatom. Longtime friend of the show, Steve Brand, after that from his Legacy of Silence release with Scry. And then it was Dreka from the album The Waters of Life. This is a piece that is tied to the Dune novels by Frank Herbert, and which is actually a live performance that took place in Monument Circle in Indianapolis, Indiana. That track was The Water of Life, Unbeknownst to the Houses. And we closed out Placidly with Robert Scott Thompson from his album Placid. And that track was called Repose. Every 2 weeks, the Hypnagogue podcast seeks to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. And I do my darndest to dig through my three holding tanks to find good stuff that all goes together. A lot of stuff from this one came from holding tank number one, which means it's been sitting there the longest. I apologize. But kind of working our way through. If you are a musician and you would like to have your music appear on the Hypnagogue podcast, for what that's worth, you can check the submissions page at hypnagoguepodcast.com. And if you're a listener and you have not yet subscribed, I advise you to do so. That sounded threatening. I ask that you do so. You can just head to wherever you get your podcasts, put in Hypnagogue Podcast. There we are. Or you can go to hypnagoguepodcast.com and enter your email address in the little box on the right-hand side, and you will get notification every 2 weeks right there in your email inbox. Science is on the job. As for me, I will be back in 2 weeks with more music, and until that time, my very good friends, I bid you all peace and power.